Rejoice evermore. Rejoice, ye pure in heart. Rejoice, give thanks and sing. Your festal banner wave on high, the cross of Christ your King. Rejoice, 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 give thanks and sing. This is the noonday meditation. Let us pray. Our most eternal Father and Holy God, we come before your throne seeking your continued intervention in our lives, sinful though we may be. May you continue to have mercy on our souls and continue to bless us as you have been doing. Touch my lips and may the right words be said, and may it resonate and rest on the tablets of our heart and those who are listening at this time. Just keep on keeping us in perfect peace amidst everything that is going on around us, in your all-powerful name. Amen. A question: why do we as humans rejoice? Do you think it is an innate way we respond to God when he has done something for us? Should it even be like that? In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 16, it says we should rejoice evermore. And so today I would like to focus on one of the root causes of why we do rejoice, and I came to the act of gratitude. A heart of gratefulness is important. Here's something: when we stop to count our blessings, they seem to multiply exponentially. But when we look at all the things we don't have, it will appear that we never have enough. Here's something else to think about: acknowledging the good that you already have in your life is the foundation for all abundance. When we start to be grateful for what we have, God will in time bless us even more. He will put us in charge over many things when he sees that we have been faithful in just a few things. In life, not every day will be perfect, but we should learn that in everything we do, an attitude of gratitude, praise, and worship can change our mindset from focusing on ourselves and whatever is preventing us from focusing on the one true God who has promised to provide for all our needs according to his riches in glory. He is ready to pour out his blessings upon us that we may not have room enough to receive it. So going forward, let us enjoy the little things and also the small mercies, because one day we will realize that they were actually the big things. Let us pray. Let us pray. God, you have blessed us so much, God, and we are so grateful for everything you have done for us. God, may we going forward, may we rejoice over all that is going on in our lives, and may we show our gratefulness, because it is out of love you are doing this for all of us. Keep us once more in perfect peace, and when you shall come, may we come to know you, God, whom to know is life eternal. Bless us and keep us to your holy name. Amen and amen. Have a beautiful and awesome rest of the day, and may God continue to bless you. Thank you very much.